opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
That's right, the Bible says... That is, the Bible says, the inerrant word of God. They perish because they refuse to love the truth. And for this reason, God sends a powerful delusion so that they will believe a lie. You're listening to the Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist here on WRFD and Voice of Resistance. And folks, we are seeing a powerful delusion over our nation for several reasons. A spiritual delusion. One of them is the fact that we have been shedding innocent blood for 42 years. The fact that candidates for president can support the wholesale slaughter of the preborn and the dismemberment and decapitation of the unborn and also sell their baby parts for profit tells us we have reached a new stage in this country, unfortunately. Along with many other indicators, it's an interesting time to live, I would say. We've been very busy lately. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but you can by going to our website at createdequal.org or go to our Facebook page. But this is a busy time of year, like there isn't any other time that's busy for us with this issue that we fight. But the fall is a time that we generally focus on college and high schools. But we just finished up our second protest of Planned Parenthood on October 10, and we had 298 cities simultaneously protesting abortion, simultaneously protesting Planned Parenthood in all 50 states. This protest PP, protest Planned Parenthood, is more than an event, but it's a move of God to bring new and fresh forces to the fight for the preborn. I'm convinced of that. Because it's not our superior logistical planning or the idea that I had. It really is just from the ground up. People are just fed up with this, what's happening in America. And they're coming out and they're showing what they believe in the streets of our cities. We've also done outreaches at Wright State University, and these are using abortion victim photos. We've been to Ohio State and Otterbein, Bowling Green, and the University of Akron. All in the last couple of weeks, we've reached several high schools. In the next coming weeks, we'll be at Cleveland State University and the University of Toledo. And also, we've introduced a new piece of technology, If there's any group that's on the cutting edge of technology, it's us. And I'd say that unapologetically. It's just the truth that we have taken technology as it relates to primarily LED video, jumbotrons, if you will. And now we are putting them in a trailer that's a mobile TV that can reach people anywhere they are, whether they're driving, standing on a campus, downtown, on a freeway, it doesn't matter. And we've introduced that as well. And that's having great effect. But something we've been doing for a very long time, which I have not spent a whole lot of time on the program speaking about, and that is what we call Operation Overpass. Operation Overpass. If you're a commuter in the city of Columbus, and you're commuting into Columbus on I-71 between Morse Road and 161, you will see us. Our young people are up on that walk bridge, and we attach large banners of abortion victims on the fence. And for several months, when we started doing this a couple of years ago, we had to fight with the city, and then we are fighting with the Ohio Department of Transportation and all these other governmental organizations to defend our rights to do this. Because it is public property, we can do this. However, they say, well, you can't attach it, and all that got worked out. It took a couple of months to get it all worked out, but we certainly have the right to do it, and we've been doing it for a long time. Well, just this week, we had someone, and this happens unfortunately on occasion, take offense to that. Take offense to the pictures. Take offense to the facts that we were showing them to motorists as they commuted to work or to school in the morning. By the way, almost 20,000 motorists drive underneath that walk bridge every single day. So we figure we're reaching about 20,000 a day every time we go out. Pretty good, huh? Just a couple of kids with a couple of banners. Didn't cost a whole lot of money, reaching a whole lot of folks. Well, as you can imagine, not everybody's all happy about that. We've had local residents who use the walk bridge object. We've had people who drive underneath it pull over and find us and come up on top. And this is why we have all these security protocols put into place. As I was telling my staff the other day, I think we've reached a point in America where it's permissible, unfortunately. If you object to a particular point of view, if you don't share that particular viewpoint, it has become permissible through the actions of our government and just the way that they allow it and just people's inability to control themselves and remain civil in disagreement with one another. And the fact that we, with this Black Lives Matter and all of that stuff, that we've allowed protests to become violent and the police don't intervene and all this kind of thing. We have taught an entire generation that it's entirely acceptable if you disagree with somebody to either tear down their stuff, destroy their signs or whatever they have, and on occasion assault them. And we are seeing that more and more, unfortunately. Well, I tell you this, we're not going to be intimidated. We're not going to back down. We're not going to let this intimidation take away or obstruct our opportunities to express ourselves using the First Amendment. We're just not. We're going to defend the First Amendment. We're going to take whatever it comes. If it means beatings and vandalism and destruction of our stuff, then so be it. Because the First Amendment's important enough, and of course, defending the children is obviously important enough. But what I wanted to do here is put together a little video clip, which is going to be audio for radio, obviously, so you could listen to this woman who basically on that walk bridge this week came up there and tore down our display. And just listen to her logic. Here it is.
See, I'm being a good citizen, right? That's the law, right? I'm being a good citizen.
She says she's being a good citizen by tearing down our stuff, by the way. That's how people express their citizenship in America.
Ma'am, you don't have any right to touch our stuff. We've talked to the Ohio Department.
On public property, doing a citizen's arrest.
This isn't citizen's arrest, ma'am.
Citizen's arrest.
Do not touch my signs. We're calling the police right now to
Go
let
ahead,
them
call
know.
Them. Call them.
Do not touch my signs, ma'am. This is part of free speech.
Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Women fought for years for rights to control their reproduction.
Ma'am, do not take down. We are
really, that's what it's about,
no
isn't
press
it?
Charges.
About abortion.
Not,
it's about abortion.
Not your property to be doing this to.
And I'm saying we should press charges on you for distracting drivers.
Ma'am, this isn't distracting drivers.
Yes, it is. Now, why are the signs there?
Stop. I got to deal with that one. Distracting drivers. If that's the case, then every billboard on the side of the road, even the ones that are LED, the gigantic ones that you see nowadays, would be against the law. If that were the case, that anything you do that distracts a driver is against the law, then what about somebody who just has an accident and people are rubbernecking to look at it? Should they be prosecuted? What about a guy that's just trying to hitch a ride or anything else that happens on the roadways? The bottom line is it's the responsibility of the driver to avert their gaze and to stay focused on driving. Now, just real quickly, we cannot jump up and down on the walk bridge and try to get the attention of the drivers. We're not doing that. We are simply just showing the abortion victims on large banners on the walk bridge.
This is no different than having up billboards, ma'am. You have no right to be taking down my sign. Don't touch me. Do not touch me.
There you go. So the guy's assaulting Ian Spencer, who's one of our interns. Again, this is apparently how you object to people's free speech today.
Do not touch me.
He's fine. I would stick around, but I have an appointment. Some of us work for a living.
There you go. There's the insult. Some of us work for a living. We often hear that from abortion advocates. They'll say, get a job, or get a life. I love that one. Get a life. I'm like, well, that's exactly what we're trying to do, actually. We're trying to preserve the life of this preborn child. We want them to get a life.
I'm sure you don't know what that comes from. I have an appointment. Otherwise, I would definitely stick around. I didn't even know how to follow laws. The guy's illiterate.
There we go. Insults. They don't know how to argue.
Because
they've lost the argument.
Yeah,
okay, so she says she's going to be back and all that. And to boil this down, basically, the police were notified as usual. They did show up. This woman got a talking to. We are considering pressing charges against her because she violated our First Amendment rights to express ourselves on public property and assaulted one of our interns. And listen, I'm not about retribution. I'm not trying to punish her but if they're unapologetic and they're not remorseful, and then they need to be taught a lesson. They need to be taught a lesson that still in America we have something called the First Amendment. That still in America we have something called law. Still in America we should treat people fairly and equally and justly, not interfering with their rights to free speech. You see, unfortunately, that's where we've reached in America, where it's okay to do this kind of thing, and people need to be taught. Because she may return, she said she would, and do the very same thing again. We can't have that. So that's what we're doing. Operation Overpass, folks. When you're driving down I-71 and you're coming to work into downtown Columbus, between Morse Road and 161, you see our banners. There's our interns up there. Say hello. Wave to them. Honk. Because we get a whole lot of other kind of reactions, unfortunately. And on occasion, some take matters into their own hands and they act unlawfully and physically against our signs and our volunteers and interns. You're listening to your radio activists here on the Mark Harrington Show. Your voice of resistance. We'll be right back. Stick around.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Uh, All right, we're back with the Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist. And, folks, again, if you're coming 71 south towards Columbus in the mornings, generally, once a week at least or so, we have our Operation Overpass banners up on the walk bridge between Morse and 161. Feel free to give a thumbs up or a wave or a beep your horn or something to let our people know that you appreciate what they're doing. We don't just make people mad, by the way. That's not all that we do. But it is an indication when people get upset with us that we're touching something. This woman, probably post-abortive, she talked about how she was a former military and defended the rights of free speech. Of course, she said she defended the right to kill children, too. I mean, I'm like, how is that? That's not a protected right, although supposedly the Constitution protects the right to choose. But the point of the matter is that it's not all just that kind of thing. We don't just get opposition, although we do get our fair share. And if we weren't being opposed, I would think we were doing something wrong. So, you know, when we have bed sheets that people bring out to a college to cover up our signs, or this on an overpass where they tear down our banners, or at Ohio State the other day where a young man was getting his paintball gun ready to shoot at our signs, and people coming up and smashing pop bottles on the side of our van. I mean, this is the kind of thing that happens. Now, I've gotten kind of accustomed to it. Most people aren't. And, it is what it is. And I would say if you're not finding any opposition in your Christian walk, then maybe you ought to reevaluate what you're doing. Doesn't mean you have to go out and do what we do and have what we happen to us. But certainly if you're not being persecuted for your faith, then maybe you're not walking the walk. All right, I digress. So let's move on. Here's another indication that what we do at Created Equal is actually having a huge impact. For about six or eight months, we've been focusing on Wright State University and Wright State's physicians, who up until a month or so ago were the only signers on a transfer agreement to allow Martin Haskell, the late-term abortionist, the one who came up with the partial birth abortion killing method there in Kettering, that this transfer agreement that they had with that Martin Haskell had with the Wright State's physician, the physicians at Wright State, kept Martin Haskell's abortion mill open. And so what we had decided to do is to apply some pressure to the Wright State's physicians, the folks that had signed on to this transfer agreement. Now, these aren't abortionists. They're just general OBGYNs who believe that abortion's okay and a good thing, and they wanted to keep Martin Haskell killing babies. So what we decided to do is use our Killers Among Us project. That is, where we identify, we expose the killers among us in our communities. And they're there, by the way. They're monsters, frankly. I mean, these are the folks that, you know, you could be in the line checking out at the Kroger, for all you know, and this guy could be a butcher that kills children by the thousands, and you'd never know it. Well, I think there's something wrong with that. I think that if we live in a nation that kills its babies, if the church goes on and acts like that's okay and these people can live their lives without any kind of discomfort, without any kind of pressure or exposure, that's an indictment against us as a Christian community to me. The Bible says that the man whose hands are laden or covered with the guilt of human blood, let no one support him. That's what the Bible says. So we should be exposing them so that they quit and repent and come back to Jesus Christ. But so what we started to do is we have the billboard truck, this truth truck, and we put signs on the sides naming the Wright State's physicians that were listed on the transfer agreement and also putting their pictures on the truck alongside or juxtaposed next to an abortion image. And we also started flyering the neighborhoods of these physicians, these enabling doctors that are keeping the Kettering abortion mill open. Well, guess what? We've had an impact to the degree that it's very likely in the next 60 to 90 days that Martin Haskell is going to be out of business. And simply because he cannot find enough of these physicians to sign on to this transfer agreement. We have had a direct impact in closing down, likely closing down, this abortion mill. Well, beyond that, now the legislature of the state of Ohio, Democrats, have introduced six bills. And these six bills are intended to, quote, provide unfettered, unapologetic access to abortion. And one of the six bills that are aimed directly at us, that is Created Equal and the Killers Among Us Project. And the representative, Greta Johnson, is introducing this bill. She's calling it an anti-harassment bill. Anti-harassment, that means that you can't harass doctors. Well, they call this harassment. Well, listen, if they're killing children, they should be harassed. I'm sorry, legally, through the First Amendment. We're not harassing, we're not stalking them, we're not, you know, that kind of thing. But we are exposing them, truthfully. And this has all been adjudicated through the courts in the past. Everything's completely legal. However, they're trying to pass a bill to stop us. And so what I wanted to do is play this this piece from Greta Johnson, okay, who, when she talks about the Killers Among Us Project and introducing a bill into the state legislature to stop Created Equal and our Killers Among Us Project. Now, I find it very interesting. You know you're doing something right when the state legislature's getting involved to stop you. Now, does this bill have any chance of passing? Probably not, because the legislature is controlled by the Republicans and we hold the governor's office, so the bill's likely not going to go anywhere. But it just shows you the extent to which these people will go to keep abortion legal and shut the mouths of people like me and my organization. So what I wanted to do, and I'm going to play a little clip here from Greta, that is Representative Greta Johnson from the District 35 in Akron, who's introducing this bill, this anti-harassment bill, to deal directly with us, among other bills. And here it is.
Abortion care. One bill will eliminate the transfer agreement requirement for public hospitals and ambulatory surgical facilities. One bill will lift the ban on using public dollars on abortion care. And the second will lift the ban on insurance coverage of abortion for public employees and for Ohioans who purchase insurance through Federal Health Exchange. Another bill will eliminate the 24-hour waiting period before a woman may obtain an abortion. The fifth bill will create a right of action for those targeted by anti-abortion protesters. I will not stand idly by while Wright State doctors have trucks parked outside their homes that say Killers Among Us. That must end.
I got news for you. It ain't going to end. She ain't going to get this bill through. And even if she did, we wouldn't stop what we're doing because it works.
Added to that bill will create a buffer zone to protect clinic patients from harassment.
Let me deal with that real quick. Buffer zones have been found unconstitutional over and over again. This one doesn't have a chance. Even if it were passed and put into law, it'd be found unconstitutional.
Imagine yourself walking into your next OBGYN appointment. Imagine yourself walking into your dentist appointment, your chiropractor, to be shouted at, to be shamed, to be told you're not worthy.
You know, it's just too funny. I mean, how many people going to their chiropractor are going to have protesters out front saying, hey, that's immoral, don't do that to your back? Or how many people, when visiting their OBGYN, would say, you know, you shouldn't go in and get that care for your child? Or any other type of regular moral and ethical medical decision that you would make. Trying to, you know, compare abortion to going to your chiropractor? Please. There are babies dying inside that building. That's why we stand out front. That's why we pray. That's why we hold the signs. That's why we counsel women to stop and think what they're doing so they don't kill their children, so we can spare the children and spare the women. Thank you for listening. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.